And welcome once again to another edition of American Exposé. And I'm Chris Gerner. It's the 4th of October, 2005. Much going on in the news. And what can you believe in the news, listeners? What can you believe when you connect dots or try to connect dots or try to understand what's going on today under the guise of terrorism? Not much at this stage. There's not much to believe at this point in time. You can't connect dots properly with what's going on today. And certainly I see Bill Clinton meets with evacuees in Louisiana. And I see here in Monday's paper the OU explosion, what happened. And there's a timeline to this. The first thing that comes to my mind whenever this happens, where does mind control fit into this? Where does MK Ultra from the past fit into this, which was evidently perfected? I've talked to several people about this, and you might have heard people interviewed in the past about mind control. But why would anybody want to strap a bomb to himself and blow himself up? Apparently that's what's happened here, but I haven't read any of this information. But bomb material found in student's apartment. This is Joel Henricks the third, died in this explosion. And he looks like a, how do I put it? He looks like he's not all there. But many people look like they're not all there today. we'll connect this dot today. I don't know what Dennis has up on the site yet about this, but here we see officials into their door-to-door sweep for corpses, and some school children return to classes as New Orleans revved up efforts to recover from Hurricane Katrina. Meanwhile, former President Clinton met with evacuees in Baton Rouge, and once again, evidently, according to the news sources, 10,000 people were evacuated. I'm sorry, 1 million people were evacuated. And here we see the search for Katrina victims ended in Louisiana with the death toll substantially less than the 10,000 victims some officials feared. Well, do we really know? Has everybody been accounted for? As 1 million people evidently evacuated from that area, according to the news. Of course, also, according to Reuters, I briefly saw this on the website, AmericanExpose.com, that there's no proof that any shooting was going on at helicopters during the Katrina setup catastrophe, as I call it. Why do I say that? Because the result of the hurricanes are going to make gasoline skyrocket. Going to make people more conscious about where they drive, which is totally unnecessary. Oil, apparently, according to many sources, is a renewable resource. It doesn't come from fossils of dinosaurs, listeners. Apparently. Fossils of dinosaurs is where oil comes from, according to, that's why they call it fossil fuels. And there's a big publicity campaign going on about the elimination of fossil fuels. Well, this disconnects, once again, back to Agenda 21. Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, the plan for everyone in the 21st century. That's all it is. That's what it's boiled down to. Much to do, much to cover. We'll be modifying the website tonight, and that should be beneficial to everyone to connect all these dots that Dennis is finding for us. We'll be back to continue the broadcast of American Exposé for the 4th of October, 2005. Stay with me.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
888-988-6833. Back to the broadcast. We are seeing anomalies being presented before us. Can we believe them? Can we not believe them? That's the question of the day. On a constant basis, who do we believe? Who can we trust with the scientific information that's being presented to us? I see here from the National Snow and Ice Data Center. The National Snow and Ice Data Center, listeners. How many have ever heard of this before? The National Snow and Ice Data Center, the NSIDC. Dated September 28, 2005. Oh, my. Summer Arctic Sea falls far below average for a fourth year. Winter ice sees sharp decline. Spring melt starts earlier. For the fourth consecutive year, the NSIDC and NASA, the National Snow and Ice Data Center, and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, scientists using satellite data have tracked a stunning reduction in Arctic sea ice at the end of the northern summer. The persistence of near-record low extents leads the group to conclude that the Arctic sea ice is likely on an accelerating long-term decline. Can we believe this? NASA. Did we really go to the moon? NASA. Quote, considering the record low amounts of sea ice this year, leading up to the month of September 2005, will almost certainly surpass 2002 as the lowest amount of ice cover in more than a century, end quote, said Julianne Strove of NSIDC. If current rates of decline in sea ice continue, the summertime Arctic could be completely ice-free well before the end of this century. That's 100 years away, people, or actually 95 years away. Then they show figures of the declining ice from 1978 to 2005. Arctic sea ice extent, or the area of ocean that is covered by at least 15% ice, typically reaches its minimum in September. Duh. At the end of the summer melt season, on September 21st, 2005, the five-day running mean sea ice extent dropped to 5.32 million square kilometers, or 2.05 million square miles, the lowest extent ever observed during the satellite record. So, what are they leading up to here? But where does weather modification fit into this? Where does HAARP fit into this? Where does the aerial spraying connect to in all of this? And can we really get a true meaning of what's going on with this? And, you know, what happens if the sea rises? Well, and once again, we have a water shortage that's been promoted to us over and over again, a water shortage. The World Bank is controlling the water and wants to control the water and wants to control the resources. They want to control food. This is why we've been paid not to, our farmers have been paid not to plant for so many years, to make us dependent on other countries for our sustenance, to survive. When ultimately what will happen, as this Middle East mess is being blamed on George Bush, just like the Vietnam War was blamed on Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson, the present occupiers of the White House at the time. These UN operations that are going on are the epitome of the Hegelian dialectic being directed at us today. This is us at the UN system doing the UN's work under the guise of the coalition, which we've always done. Our military has always done the UN work. Our military are the global cop for the UN system, as China and Russia keep their militaries fresh for who knows what in the future. And really, everything's being done without firing a shot. The takeover of this country is being done without firing a shot, with most people not even understanding what's going on around them today. So this is what is happening, people. The maneuvering. So ultimately, what's going to happen? The world is going to turn against George Bush's war and our internationalist means to the point where we're going to succumb to the UN system totalitarianly. And there's where the end of the game concludes for our country. And, you know, George Herbert Walker Bush, whenever you hear the word New World Order, it's the UN system you're hearing about. Anybody says New World Order, UN system. You connect the two dots. It's very obvious to me that that is what a New World Order is. It is the UN system. Even George Bush made the statement, we have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a New World Order. A world where the rule of law, not the rule of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN, the UN's founders. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush said back in 1990, I believe. We might be visited by Darren today. Darren Weeks has his, he's part of the website. Our website. He has his own website. He has Sweet Liberty's website. And he has commentaries. Very good commentaries, as a matter of fact. Darren's editorials, listeners. And we'll connect that dot as we can today. But this is what's happening right around us. A credible United Nations is being built up. And what are we doing in Iraq? What are we really doing over there as a result of weapons of mass destruction, the invasion of Iraq? The excuses for going into countries to destroy their sovereignty becomes more and more flimsy as the global excursions continue. Just like the Gulf of Tonkin resolution during the Vietnam War that started the Vietnam War for us. Now, according to Darren Weeks on October 1st, CNN is reporting this hour that the United States military has launched a major offensive against what it deems as, quote-unquote, insurgents in Iraq. Operation Iron Fist, quote-unquote, Operation Iron Fist, was launched this morning as military personnel began kicking in doors in the hunt for those who are fighting the American UN-Israel takeover of their country. At a time when Americans are being invaded from the south by both foreigners and foreign troops, our military is out of our country, engaging in nation-building activities which include the routing out of perceived, quote-unquote, boogeymen. These, quote-unquote, insurgents would have likely never bothered us had we just stayed out of their country and left them alone. They clearly were not behind 9/11. Much has been said about the U.S. role in liberating, quote-unquote, liberating the people from the, quote, iron-fisted dictatorship, end quote, of Saddam Hussein. Army Captain Jason Burke joined the chorus when he wrote, unlike the first Gulf War, coalition forces do not have the luxury of pushing Iraq's war machine back and leaving the region. Soldiers in Iraq know that this is the last stand for the Ba'ath Party and Saddam Hussein's regime, which ruled Iraq with an iron fist for nearly three decades. It was the job of the coalition forces to loosen Saddam's grip over his people and liberate them, and the U.S. Army did precisely what it was trained to do. Back to Darren, thousands of Americans have been wounded and killed, along with countless Iraqis, so that the will of the U.S., U.N., Israeli shadow government could be imposed upon the people of Iraq. Hussein wasn't a threat to the world, and according to the New York Times and others, he wasn't much of a threat to his own people. The belief that Saddam wasn't as evil as White House propagandists have portrayed him to be is further evidenced by the fact that the Iraqi people were well-armed. Evil dictators have good reason to fear the people they rule. Dictators who fear the people tend to make quick work of disarming them, kind of like the U.S. government has been doing in New Orleans recently. Contrarily, by all news accounts, the Iraqi people were well-armed. Now that the Iraqis have been, quote-unquote, liberated from Hussein, they get to taste the, quote-unquote, freedom of having their doors kicked in by military police. If the Hussein regime was iron-fisted, a new fist of iron is pounding. Operation Iron Fist has begun. It is the iron fist of global democracy. Communism has been renamed. And that is extremely relevant to where we are today with our country. We're the global cop for the UN system, listeners. The propaganda machine on the television lies, has been lying our entire lifetimes. We've been lied to over and over and over again. So, if you have any disagreement with that, fine. Call in and disagree. I'm willing to take on anyone that wants to disagree with what I'm saying. We have the International Human Rights Instruments, which is about, five pages of human rights treaties. Things that we don't even know about, listeners. We'll be back to continue the broadcast. And how about the International Forum on Globalization? We'll be back. Stay with us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
In times of emergency, one of the most important resources you will need is information. Introducing the Kato, the KA-007. This inexpensive receiver covers the complete AM and FM bands and most of the worldwide shortwave frequencies. It also includes NOAA weather service reception and channel 2 through 13 television audio. Most widespread emergencies in the United States are weather-related, and with the four-way power system, you will always be able to power this radio. There is a crank handle for the dynamo power. A solar panel on top of the receiver, included AC adapter, internal nickel metal hydride batteries, or it will run on three standard AA batteries. This radio is a must-have for your home, car, or bug-out pack. A year too early is better than a day too late. Don't wait. Order your Kato 007 emergency radios today. Only $45, including shipping. Call 800-724-2719 or place your order at rbnlive.com.
Okay, welcome back. Here we see in the paper, thousands of weapons seized by law enforcement agencies in Oklahoma are converted each year from firearms to fence posts. The process takes place in Sand Springs, home of the state's only steel mill, where the guns are dumped into a 82-ton furnace and melted down to liquid steel. The steel from the guns is used for fence posts and reinforcing bar. Rebar is what it's called, listeners. Oklahoma City Police delivered a load of about 1,700 guns Friday to be destroyed. Quote, we heated up to about 3,100 degrees, end quote, said Mike Grayson, general foreman at Sheffield Steel. Quote, these guns turn to molten metal that pours like water, end quote. Grayson said the Sheffield Steel has provided the service to law enforcement agencies free of charge for more than 35 years. Well, obviously, free of charge, they get the steel, and they get to sell the results of what they what the guns turn into, fence post and rebar. Certainly, it's free of charge. The insanity of it all today, with more and more jobs going below the border and overseas, with crime rising, because many people have to turn to crime to survive. That's a sad commentary to have in America today. Do you think there's a conspiracy to turn us into a one-world global governance? One-world global governance system? Do you think there's a conspiracy, people? Here we see no evidence backs up reports of rescue helicopters being fired upon dated the 2nd of October from Knight Ridder newspapers. Among the rumors that spread as quickly as flood waters after Hurricane Katrina, reports that gunmen were taking pot shots at rescue helicopters stood out for their senselessness. On September 1st, as patients sweltered in hospitals without power and thousands of people remained stranded on rooftops and in attics, crucial rescue efforts were delayed as word of such attacks spread. But more than a month later, representatives from the Air Force, Coast Guard, Department of Homeland Security, and Louisiana Air National Guard say they have yet to confirm a single incident of gunfire and helicopters. Likewise, members of several rescue crews who were told to halt operations say there is no evidence they were under fire. To be sure, the streets of New Orleans posed no real dangers in the days following Katrina. Many rescue workers said they heard gunfire. One doctor reports that shots came close enough to Charity Hospital, then he heard the bullets hit. But so many rumors were swirling that the facts still haven't been sorted out. A picture is emerging of heroic but harried rescue workers from dozens of organizations forced to make snap decisions with only slender threads of information and no reliable communications. And isn't that what FEMA was all about? To take over? To cut communications? Didn't we get reports of that? FEMA cutting communications? As the beat goes on, as jobs further disappear from our country, we have these connections to gun control that come into place. Reasonings for taking away firearms, reasonings for making people want to disarm. And so we're being maneuvered. In the meantime, water privatization is going on. And we have that information too. Outsourcing of American jobs is going on, has been going on at breakneck speed since the passage of NAFTA in 1993, the passage of GATT in 1994, by a majority vote, unconstitutionally passed. Al Gore broke the vote in 1994 for the GATT. Al Gore. So here we have these situations where NAFTA is crammed down our throats. NAFTA is part of GATT. GATT formed in 1947. Then CAFTA passes. FTAA is already being promoted. It's a done deal. And yet they're trying to stop it. How can you stop something that's already being implemented today? The U.S. offers H-1B SOP to developing nations. The connecting of the dots is very easy today. We'll be back to continue. Stay here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Dated October 4th, salvaging New Orleans. Preservationists fearful of an aggressive cleanup. Officials pledge there will be no mass destruction of neighborhoods. Coming from the Houston Chronicle, listeners, on the corner of Magazine Street and Jackson Avenue, in a section of the Garden District spared by flooding but chewed by wind, a banner stretches across the facade of a battered red building. Quote, do not condemn, end quote. That's right, do not condemn, pleads the banner. Hanging above a sidewalk littered with brick and stucco from the building's collapsed third floor. During an aggressive approach to storm cleanup, Stephen Saunier hung the sign to protect the beloved building that housed or houses his flower and antique shop. His banner only underscores the determination of preservationists to save as many of New Orleans' homes and businesses as possible. According to Saunier, quote, that's a 200-year-old building that started out as a covenant, and I don't want it destroyed. We are concerned about historic structures and the wholesale loss of them, end quote. Keep in mind, you have World Heritage sites that can be created out of calamities such as what just happened. The World Heritage Treaty was formed in 1975. The structure of this United Nations system is monumental. It's a monster. City and state officials meeting with preservationists in Baton Rouge scant weeks after Hurricane Katrina pledged there will be no wholesale demolition of neighborhoods, but weeks underwater will make many structures unlivable. Decisions about what is rebuilt versus what is bulldozed will depend on a knotty combination of insurance settlements, personal financial resources, city inspection regulations, and federal rules for building in a flood zone. Think of the people that have car payments and house payments. But let's go to the car payments. 200,000 automobiles were destroyed in Katrina. That's what was reported. Think of the people that have car payments, and the automobile manufacturers have apparently, they've apparently relaxed car payments for 3 months. Who's going to want to make a car payment on a piece of junk? What a disaster that is. And were the levees imploded to make it flood? There are suspicions that it was an explosion that made the levees flood. Mayor Ray Nagin is trying to repopulate his city as quickly as possible, so the most daunting challenge may become how to quickly build affordable replacement housing that fits the city's unique visual landscape. Sounds like sustainable communities to me. Replacing housing needs to have a, quote, strong sense of place, end quote, but shouldn't try to replicate what was there before, said New Orleans Steve Domiz, past president of the state chapter of the American Institute of Architects. According to Domiz, in those cases, you run the risk of diminishing the value of the original. According to Reed Kroloff, dean of the Tulane University School of Architecture, he says the worst thing that could happen to New Orleans would be if someone tried to replace beautiful 19th century houses with cheap 21st century housing. What a disaster this was down there. And keep in mind, New Orleans is sinking. That article from Popular Mechanics, September 11th, 2001. Highly coincidental, wouldn't you say? The day the World Trade Center towers went down, the day building number 7 was imploded and went down, the day apparently a missile hit the Pentagon and not an airliner. New Orleans is sinking, Popular Mechanics article, the day that happened. Did any of us pay attention? I wasn't even a subscriber to Popular Mechanics at the time. I've been a subscriber to it for years, off and on, and I'm now resubscribed to it. But it's a propaganda machine. The Popular Mechanics is now a propaganda machine. So rather than trying to duplicate the decorative details of old New Orleans housing, builders should try to duplicate what is most functional about those styles, once again, according to Domiz. He also says the raised houses, those will probably fare better than those built on slabs, he says. So, what should post-Katrina construction look like? Domiz said his group is thinking about developing a catalog of prototypes that would make sense in a New Orleans landscape. What happened to the million people that were evacuated? And wouldn't it be logical to have an accounting for all the people and make it public? Because can we trust our federal government that wants to cart us off somewhere when concentration camps exist? When people that have tried to disprove the existence of concentration camps come back and say, yes, they exist. And what happens to these people? Vaccinations. now we're in being promoted. Now, what's being promoted now is bird flu, an epidemic of monumental proportions. And we've had chickens being imported from Indonesia to this country. Isn't that a ripe opportunity for population reduction? And isn't that what all this is about? To engineer the population of the world into control, massive control. That's why you have the various UN-associated organizations monitoring the fires in the world, the Global Fire Monitoring Center. Then you have an agency of the federal government working with the United Nations with the Biometrics Consortium to identify everyone, including wrist vein scans. The Biometrics Consortium is all about identification purposes. So as a result of what's happened in Katrina, microchip people will probably come about. Microchipping will happen. According to this article, there are 20 historic districts in New Orleans covering half the city. Most are not wealthy, and many have been beaten down by time and neglect, but all reflect the people and culture of the city. Driving down Canal Street, away from downtown, the landscape in the mid-city area is a mixture of commercial businesses and frequently faded out, occasionally still grand homes. Well, many people can't afford to renovate homes. It is very expensive to renovate homes, as the livelihood of our country is being sucked out from under us. People have less and less money to spend to restore their homes, to keep their homes up, to even live in homes. Many people can't afford the mortgages and the house payments and the fact that they have to pay taxes each year on their homes. And if they can't afford their taxes on their homes, they lose their homes, every piece of equity in the home, no compensation for it. And listeners, is that not the indication of a communist country? Is that not what we live today? Is that not what it's all about at this point in time? Patty Gay, executive director of the Preservation Resource Center of New Orleans, said it doesn't matter if a house or neighborhood is run down. What is worth saving cuts much deeper than appearance to a sense of history and community. I agree. According to Patty Gay, in Baywater, some of the people don't paint their houses. It's as much the house being part of the neighborhood. Gay calls the new Marigny neighborhood our poster community for the storm. That's a quote. It's full of street-level Creole cottages and shotgun houses built on brick piers, and some of New Orleans' earliest jazz musicians once lived there. Northeast of the French Quarter, and bordered by Interstate 10 on the west, this neighborhood of modest homes and businesses was trying to fight its way back from the blight when Katrina's waters stopped the clock. Preservationists fear of an aggressive cleanup. And once again, I heard Laura Bush state, the week of Katrina, as they went down to inspect the damage, everyone has a right to their own apartment. And that's what Agenda 21 and Sustainable Development promote, apartments. So here we are. We have Typhoon Longwang triggers landslide, 59 missing from the China Daily. Typhoon Longwang death toll hits 50 from Fox News. So we see here that weather anomalies are not country-specific. They go on all over the globe. But is it not for the relocation of populations to sustainable communities? As rewilding goes on in their countries, rewilding's going on in America, the rewilding project. There's people that are afraid to go out of their homes today. And I say, well, if you go out of your home and you're afraid you're going to be attacked by a panther or a mountain lion, will you be armed? Don't be afraid that the Second Amendment is gone. Stand up for your Second Amendment rights. Yes, it's on the books to completely disarm the world. And it's very, very obvious that this direction is going on, and more than likely was going on in the hurricane-ravaged areas of New Orleans and in Iraq. Wherever our U.S. military goes, the first thing we do is disarm the population. And when we're in these Middle East situations, just like in Southeast Asia, you do not know who your enemy is. You have no opportunity to make a difference. And yet we've had 13 years of implementation of something called Agenda 21. Best kept secret in the world. Here we see from the AP, 2 hours and 56 minutes ago, Evangelist Franklin Graham said Tuesday that Hurricane Katrina could lead to a spiritual rebirth of a sinful New Orleans. Graham, the son of and the designated successor of Reverend Billy Graham, that he doesn't believe the devastating storm was a punishment from God for what he sees as the city's ties to satanic worship and sexual perversion. And Graham says, I'm not saying that God used this storm as a judgment, but he said the city's Mardi Gras revelry and ties to voodoo were adverse to Christian beliefs. Quote, New Orleans has been known for years as a party town. And this is according to Graham. And this is a telephone interview. It is a city that has long or strong ties to the gay and lesbian movement and these types of things, end quote. What city does not have ties to the gay and lesbian movement, listeners? In Oklahoma, they have gay rodeos. San Francisco is full of gay and lesbian people. What brings about the perversion to make this happen is the question. The destruction of the family unit starting in the 1950s. The destruction of the family unit. And feminism. All building up to the point where we are today, where people have to be with their own sex. Yeah, so New Orleans was a evil place. But others think that it was God's work. I say it was weather manipulation. I've been studying weather modification for years, off and on. Try to connect dots to what's happened. But what has happened, two hurricanes hit the same basic area, and our refineries are 75%, although let's just go 50% wiped out. Gasoline is hitting $3 a gallon now. Gasoline will continue to rise. The whole ultimate goal is to get us out of our automobiles, is the end goal of Agenda 21 and sustainable development. No internal combustion engine. No lawnmowers, unless it's a push mower, unless you have horses connected to your lawnmower. The internal combustion engine is to be out of date, is to be out of place, is to be disappearing under Agenda 21. Fossil fuels are on the wane, according to certain sources. This is all by design. But as we continue to pay and pay and pay at the pump, you're going to make less and less money at whatever job you have. So this is what's being directed at us today. And connecting these dots is not difficult. Especially when you have people like Dennis and Darren doing their work. People I'm associated with to connect these dots. Outsourcing of American jobs. Business and industry going below the border and overseas. Slave labor and products made in communist China coming back to America to be bought on our shelves. Anything you buy, mail order, listeners, is more than likely made in communist China. Not a pleasant thought. Just the way it is. Puerto Rico job fairs to target Hispanic professionals? Oh, boy. We'll be back to continue the broadcast. Stay with us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
From the United States Department of Defense, listeners, dated October 4th, in an effort to boost Hispanic representation within its civilian workforce, the Defense Department is sponsoring career fairs in Puerto Rico, specifically designed to recruit Hispanic professionals. It's not a UN system, is it, listeners? Recruiters from throughout the Defense Department, including the services and DOD agencies, will be on site to discuss career opportunities and make job offers to qualified applicants. Mark Smith, chief of DOD's Recruiting Assistance Division, told the American Forces Press Service. Workshops on federal resume writing, as well as information sessions on federal government opportunities and benefits packages, will also be offered. The recruiters will seek out students and graduates with degrees in civil, electrical, environmental, industrial, mechanical, chemical, and computer engineering, land surveying and mapping, architecture, business administration, particularly finance and accounting majors, and nursing, Smith said. The first fair, stated for 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. October 11th at the Polytechnic University of Puerto Rico in Hato Rey, is open to the school students and alumni. Interviews from the fair will be scheduled for October 12th. The second event, the DOD 2005 Career Fair Extravaganza, will take place at the Mayagüez Resort near the University of Puerto Rico in Mayagüez. That event will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. October 13th and will be open to all students, graduates, and graduate school candidates. Interviews will be scheduled for October 14th. With a relatively high unemployment rate and lower than average salaries, Puerto Rico is expected to be a ripe recruiting ground for the department, Smith said, particularly in its technical schools, which produce top quality job candidates. Quote, this is a way to demonstrate that the federal government offers good career opportunities, end quote, to a population, Smith said, is underrepresented within the federal government and Defense Department. It's a way to showcase what DOD has to offer and to provide bridges of opportunity to prospective members of its workforce, end quote, he said. So, coming from the Department of Defense, and yes, Puerto Rico is a possession of this country, but do any of these people in Puerto Rico have any knowledge of what a constitutional republic is all about when it's not been told and taught to us over the years that we live in a democracy, which is a code word for socialism / communism / communitarianism? It's been stated Bush has said he's a communitarian. Clinton, Gore, both Clintons, communitarians. The third way is in the House of Representatives and in Congress and the Senate. The Bar Treaty of 1947 allows the judges to enforce UN treaties and human rights documents. How about the Declaration on the Right and Responsibility of Individuals, Groups, and Organs of Society to promote and protect universally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms? Have you ever heard of that human rights document? A Declaration on the Right and Responsibility of Individuals, Groups, and Organs of Society to promote and protect universally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms? You've got to be joking. We'll be back to take a phone call from Linda in Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us
are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.